First of all, the amendments envisaged in the Independent Broadcasting Authority Act have got nothing to do with constitutionally guaranteed freedoms of expression and speech, because such freedoms are entrenched in the Constitution, meaning they can only be amended via a referendum. Therefore, it has everything to do with individuals and entities and companies that have made representations to the Independent Broadcasting Authority, which is an agency of government which actually regulates the operations of broadcasting media houses, to ensure that the content they publish to the citizens is not obnoxious, that it is content fit for consumption by society.
Minister, the opponents of these proposed changes say that they are intended to target social media broadcasters who are critical of the government and opposition people who are also critical ahead of the elections in 2026.
First of all, those kind of assertions by the opposition are unsubstantiable and highly misplaced, because this proposal is not targeting social media and utilization of social media in Zambia, because social media utilization is already regulated by the Cyber Security and the Cyber Crimes Act of 2021. Therefore, this current proposal is not talking about social media. It is talking about licensing broadcasting using internet. That is one. Number two, that this is a proposal at the stage of the technical working group, which was a platform set to receive views from various stakeholders who were speaking to the amendment of the Independent Broadcasting Authority Act, which has so many issues that people are speaking to, except that this single one has been highlighted as if it is a proposal in isolation. No, it is a proposal that was given to the technical working group, receiving contributions or views from various stakeholders, the public at large, who, after receiving various such contributions, came up with what is called a layman's draft, which is, as it is, just a bunch of recommendations to the ministry, after which the Ministry of Information will, upon consideration of the same, relay to the Ministry of Justice. The Ministry of Justice are supposed to come up with a professional draft. After that draft has been done, the Ministry of Justice will be able to relay it back to the stakeholders as to whether their aspirations, views have been taken on board before a draft bill is referred to Parliament, who shall refer such a bill to a specialized committee of Parliament, or an ad hoc select committee of Parliament, which shall in turn re-invite all stakeholders to come and speak to the bill, justify the proposals that are in the bill before recommendations are made to the whole House of Parliament. The people are the ones who have come up with that proposal. Government has not yet accepted the proposal, because that's the first step in lawmaking, the people making a proposal.
So, although this is a proposal, the critics are saying that if it becomes law, President Hakainde Hichilema is trying to deny his opponents the same methods that he used to come to power. That is, this Facebook, social media.
Well, I will agree with you that that is what social media is saying, because many of the commentators on this particular issue are speaking from the abundance of innocence, because they do not understand the difference between regulating social media, which is already regulated by the law which was left by the previous administration, the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act 2021, and regulating licensing of broadcasting via internet. And it has nothing to do with targeting an individual, targeting the opposition. The opposition will continue to be able to use social media to stream live occurrences in Zambia, to shoot videos of whatever they want to shoot videos of, to hold press briefings and press conferences the way they do, and stream live. This proposal has nothing to do with all that. But most importantly, this is not a government proposal. This is a proposal by citizens at first instance of asking through the technical working group. And government are yet to receive that.
Thank you so much. I always appreciate it.
No, I'm most grateful, and thank you for having me.